Welcome to the On This Day podcast. I'm your biggest fan, your host, Mike T. Thank you for taking time out of your day to listen to what I have to say. If you have any questions, concerns, or bookings, please direct those inquiries to mikethomas512@gmail.com. Now let's get into it. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Not sure what time it is or wherever you're listening to it, but I do want to say I appreciate you listening today. So today, I want to talk about something that, you know, we all struggle with. You know, we all have felt the ups and downs of it, and I'm talking about life. You know, there are so many different things that we all deal with. You know, whether it be on a day-to-day basis, whether it be something that, you know, something tragic happened or something good that happened. You know, we all have these issues that we deal with as it relates to life, you know. And I'm talking about the good, the bad, the ugly of life, you know. You know, when I think about life, I think about, you know, what, you know, individuals or even myself has, you know, endured as children, you know, things that were out of our control. I think about, you know, that family member, that loved one that passed away, whether it be tragically or just simply, you know, old age or anything, just life period, you know. I lost my dad's mom, my grandma, when I was 16, and that was devastating, you know. I've lost friends due to gun violence, you know, being in the streets and everything. I've lost my grandfathers, you know, individuals that I was super close with. Man, you know, and so it just got me thinking, like, if there's one thing that we need motivation for, it's our life. Think about it. You know, we have these struggles. I mean, even with financial issues, you know, not making enough money, or maybe we invested in something and we lost money, you know. Me and my wife has been there. You know, we invested in businesses and, you know, built it up. And, you know, and then, you know, for one thing or another, it just fell apart. So it's like, and I want you to hear my heart, because I'm talking about moments of our life that we struggle with, you know. And you think about those times where you have recovered. And let's talk about the things that has happened in our life where we didn't recover. It all ties into, you know, where you know, I hate this and I want you to forgive my language, because I just want to be open and real and transparent. You know, one little acronym that we use and that people use in the texting world is that FML, fuck my life. Or we'll say, man, life sucks. But we have to get rid of that altogether. Now hear me out. I truly understand. You know, I think about, you know, women, or not just women, or let's just say couples, individuals that have lost, you know, a baby due to miscarriage or cancer, you know. And we think about how cancer is just running rapid in people's lives, you know. I just lost my father-in-law to cancer, and it happened so fast that I didn't even get a chance to process the fact that my father-in-law, my dad, has cancer. And by the time I got to that point where man, my dad has cancer. My father-in-law has cancer. He passed away. And it sucks. Life can be so... Listen, life has a way. It doesn't care how old you are, how young you are, what you look like, how much money you have, how much or the lack thereof, your race or creed, any of that. Life happens. Life moves and is continuous with or without our permission. You know, you think about your kids, for those who have kids or those who are thinking about having kids. You want them to have the world. You know, you want them to be a better version of you, right? I know I do with my kids. But if we were to be honest, you know, yeah, we get upset when our kids make, you know, stupid decisions. Or even if they go in a direction that we didn't even expect them to. Or they made a mistake that's costing them time, effort, their life. Or we talk about that man or woman or whoever you're in a relationship with, and it doesn't work out. Whether you've been with this person for 5 years or 5 months, you know, that relationship means everything to you. But then something in the dynamic of the relationship changes. And because of that change, is causing you to be in this deep, depressive hole. Or we could talk about the fact that you was up for that promotion or you wanted that promotion. Maybe you didn't get a phone call or an email because you're trying to change the quality of life for maybe just you, or maybe it's for you and your family. And you didn't get that phone call, or maybe you got that interview, but they went with a different candidate. And now you knocked off your square. I'm talking about this can't be life. I'm talking about when you are spiraling out of control and you don't know what to do, you don't know what to say, you don't have enough energy, or you have enough energy just to go to work, or maybe you're not even going to work right now because things, it appears that life sucks. Life has you in this box. Life got you in this mold where you don't know what to do. That's what I'm talking about today. This can't be life. Now, for me, losing loved ones because it's so hard, like my grandfather, my granddad, I was very close to him. I was close to my father-in-law, my dad. I don't even like to use the word father-in-law, but I want to make the separation between my biological dad and my father-in-law, but he's my dad. I don't see in-law for me. I can't talk to those individuals anymore. I can't hear my granddad call me Little Mike the way that he does. I can't go to his house, to my papa's house, to get that wisdom. I can only remember what he has told me in the 23 years that I was able to have him and spend time with him. And I'm just speaking for me because I know everybody's situation is different. So I don't want you to think that I'm trying to put anybody in a box. But I'm just saying, for me, it's been tough. I know individuals who lost their baby at 2, 3, 5 months old, for whatever the case might be. I have preached a eulogy for a stillborn baby, for a family member. I can't imagine what that's like to lose a child. And I hope and pray that I never experience something like that. I'm just trying to touch on as many subjects as I can of what we go through on a daily basis, what we struggle with what we try to hide, with what we try to sweep under the rug, just to try to have enough strength to go to work every day, to put food on the table, to provide for ourselves and our family and our kids, right? Individuals that I looked up to that are now divorced or getting divorced. You know, that whole hashtag couple goals. You're getting a what? What happened? How long have you guys been going through this? Nah, y'all gotta make it through. Y'all gotta do this. Y'all got to. Is there anything I can do? Well, I'm gonna pray for you. You know, what I also want to point out is that was all our surrounding, our environment. But let's talk about something that's something that I'm very passionate about, and that's self-care and that's self-love. I'm talking about when we question, should I even continue to live? Now, you're talking to an individual that has been super depressed. You're talking to an individual that has come close to committing suicide at least three times that I can think of. And I'm bringing this up because I'm trying my best to not ramble, but I want you to understand my passion and I'm hoping that this helps somebody, whoever's listening to this, under the sound of my voice. When we deal with these things, And we have all these different avenues that we try to use to get ourselves out of this funk that we're in. Or maybe you don't see as cliche as it is, the light at the end of the tunnel. You're listening to an individual that has seen so many things in his life, from orphanages in Russia to individuals being killed in close proximity at a very young age. And you're talking to an individual that has questioned their very existence of, why did God even put me on this earth in the first place? Purpose. And questioning, you know, why can't put the doggone chips down? Why do I love peanut butter so much? And don't get me wrong, I will never ever give up peanut butter, because peanut butter is directly from God. I've sensed the Holy Spirit even just talking about peanut butter. I'm just being funny, but I'm talking about individuals that has been body shamed. I'm talking about not having any self-worth or self-love because of incidents, occurrences in our life that can seem so overwhelming at times when the lights are off. And there's no more chatter in the house. There's no music playing. Everything is quiet. The biggest thing, or the biggest fear that we have, is our own thoughts in our head. I'm talking about that one thing that you didn't want to admit to yourself because you're unhappy with yourself. But because you're unhappy with yourself, you try to hide it and mask it so far deep within your soul that in your mind you believe that you're perfect, even though that you know that you aren't. But in a way that you are, because you're imperfectly perfect. But because there's that thing that you do, there's this behavior that you have. You hate yourself. Because you don't know how this happened. Why do I have this particular behavior within myself? Why can't I stop doing it? Why can't I stop thinking about it? Why do I keep hurting this individual or my family or my kids? Why can't I get over this? Why can't I stop doing this? This can't be life. This can't be life. This can't be life. And you're right. This isn't life. I want to share with you some key scriptures that will break down and show you exactly how we should think about life, how you need to think about yourself, how to conduct yourself in a world that's not geared, that's not set up for you to have this type of thinking. Now, we're about to get into these scriptures. Most exciting part about the podcast, right? All right. But before we dig into these scriptures, you have to know that with your life, with my life, that we're in a constant state of growth. If you don't feel like you're not growing, then you need to do some readjustments. You got to get that water in your soil in order to grow. But also what I want to remind you is that we are all seeds that come from Jesus Christ, seeds that has come from the heavens, from God, right? And what seed that is planted becomes full grown when it is planted into the earth? It doesn't. It has to go through different seasons. It has to go through the growth process. And for all my people that are farmers and people that have a green thumb, you know that in order for a plant to grow, in order for a tree to grow bigger and fuller and stronger, that sometimes it has to be trimmed back. And what I mean by trimmed back is, you know, that could be a certain job, a certain person that is toxic for your life. And what I mean by toxic, you know, the people, places, and things. You have to continuously assess your life and what is tearing you down, what's keeping you down, what's not pushing you and catapulting you to a better you. You know, it's part of our
our existence by understanding our purpose. And if there is anything that is in your life that's not giving you purpose, that's not pushing you to your purpose and why you was very birthed on this earth, then run far away, because we are perfectly imperfect. And I'm encouraging you to embrace who you are. You have to understand that you define who you are by defining moments. You don't let moments define you. The moment you begin to let moments define you is the moment you are losing the battle. The moment you are going to struggle with your life, because you let that moment keep you in that place. My bishop, Christopher Bruce, he says it like this: it happens, but it's not happening. Past tense. So let's push forward. Let's get into these scriptures. The first scripture that I want to bring to your attention, and actually, let me give you all the scriptures now, because I'm going to kind of fly through them right now. So the first scriptures is Luke chapter 12, verse 25, John chapter 6, verse 48, John chapter 1, verse 4, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, 7 through 12, and Luke 21, 19. Now, as we get into this, let's start off going back to Luke chapter 12. Verse 25. Who of you by worrying can add a single hour to your life? This is very intricate for your life, my life, and all those around us, right? Because if you really think about it, the simplicity of this scripture is saying, why worry? Be happy. Remember the song, "Why Worry, Be Happy"? But that's what it is. That's what this scripture is talking about. You worrying, staying up at night, and I know it's easier said than done. I've been there. But think about it. How is that helping? It's causing you, for your health, to go down. Because you're constantly worrying and stressed about something that you don't even have control over. Control is something that we all struggle with. We all struggle with giving up control. But let me tell you something, and you can take this to the bank. Control contradicts faith. If we are to be good stewards of our life, we have to have faith. Faith in God, faith in His Word, faith in Jesus Christ. I can get off on that, but I'm trying to stay focused on this life. So make sure you highlight that scripture, reread it, meditate on it. Okay? Now let's go to John. John chapter 6. I am the bread of life. Real simple scripture. And I'll just say that God is the substance of life. The very essence of who God is why we have this life in the first place. Now let's go to John chapter 1, verse 4. I'm almost out of time, so I'm trying to fly through this stuff, guys. But if you guys have any questions or concerns, anything that you want to discuss, anything that you want me to elaborate more on, please email me at miketthomas512@gmail.com. miketthomas512 @gmail.com. And you can also contact me via the Anchor app. anchor.fm. Download the app if you don't have it already. Now let's get back to the scriptures. Okay. Oh, I lost my place. And I'm not editing none of this out. I want this to be I'm not commercialized. We're gonna be real about this stuff. Now, John chapter 1, verse 4, and I'm reading out of the NIV. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. What does this mean? With this scripture, I know I'm running out of time, but I want to impact this just a little bit. In him is life, and the light of all mankind. So what does that mean for your life? It means that in order to find your life, you have to go back to Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the life. So therefore, in order for me to understand my purpose, to understand why am I here in the first place, why me, is to go back to Jesus Christ and finding Jesus Christ and spending time with Jesus Christ, praying and everything else, because in him was the life. And the light of all mankind, meaning if you are in darkness, are you struggling? Are you dealing with something so strong that it is keeping you bound? It's because you're in darkness, and the light that you're seeking for is in Jesus Christ. That is why he's the life and light of all mankind. You want to get out of this death, then you run to Jesus. You want to understand what you're going through? You go back to Jesus Christ.
You go to 2 Corinthians chapter 4, starting at 7. But we have this treasure in jars of clay to show that this all-surpassing power is from God and not from us. We are hard-pressed on every side, but not crushed. Perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not abandoned. Struck down, but not destroyed. We always carry around in our body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be revealed in our body. For we who are alive are always being given over to death for Jesus' sake, so that his life may also be revealed in our mortal body. So then, death is at work in us, but life is at work in you. These scriptures that I just went over, it talks about being persecuted, but not abandoned, struck down, but not destroyed. Everything that makes us question, this can't be life. This can't be the life that I live financially. This can't be the life that my mom was supposed to have, or my aunt or uncle. It all boils down to, because you have the very essence of life, Jesus Christ in you, you're going to be attacked. You're going to be persecuted, but you're not abandoned because you have Jesus in you. Please get that, people. Continue to read 2 Corinthians chapter 4, 7 through 12. And the last scripture that I want to give you, I'm almost out of time. Luke chapter 21, verse 19. And it simply reads, stand firm and you will win life. Stand firm in your beliefs. Stand firm in your morals. Stand firm in who you are. What you want to be. What you want to do. Stand firm in that. You're going to win life. Jesus guarantees it. Just stand firm. I'm your biggest fan. I believe in you. I know you can do it. Stay on that course. If you're off the course, get back on it. Whatever you're trying to accomplish, whatever you need guidance for, it all begins with the one who is life, and that's Jesus Christ. Thank you for tuning in. Again, I want to give you my email address.
those who know me personally, thank you so much for supporting me on this endeavor. And for the future fans, for the future listeners, thank you so much for tuning in. We're just getting started. If you have any thoughts or comments, please email me at mikethomas512@gmail.com. mikethomas512@gmail.com. Let's get it, people.